Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Good luck.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here on Herb Talk to empower you. That's what we'd like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some new stuff that's happening in the smallpox vaccine area. Yep, you'll want to know about it. Also, we're going to be talking about what level of frailty your metabolism is at. There's a way to check that. And we'll see how much time we have after this because, you know, the first topic's a pretty big one, so we might run over a little bit. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I don't know about you, but I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face every day. And I'm praying for this nation, and I'm praying for you and me. And I did bring my devotional, and today's devotional is from Psalms 21, John 7, and Psalms 103, and it goes like this. Bring me the sacrifice of your time, a most precious commodity. In this action-addicted world, few of my children take time to sit quietly in my presence. But for those who do, blessings flow like streams of living water. I, the one from whom all blessings flow, am also blessed by our time together. This is a deep mystery. Do not try to fathom it. Instead, glorify me by delighting in me. Amen. You know, you seek the Lord's face and mind the time, it grows short, because finding the Lord, that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, millennials have found a new way to beautify themselves. Yep, they are going into plastic surgery clinics and having the plastic surgeons create dimples for them. Yep, so besides buying a lot of chemical laden creams and lotions, make them beautiful and stick on freckles and whatever. The latest thing millennials are spending money on is called a dimple plexi. It's a temporary procedure. It lasts only a few months. There's little downtime. The enhancement of this, it's called a facial aesthetic, and it doesn't need general anesthesia. It's local, and it's in the office. So using absorbable stitches, the cheek muscle is stitched to the underlying skin, creating that little dimple effect. Gives those people those dimply smiles that all the Hollywood rage this time of year. So that's what they're doing. All right. I like the natural dimples the best. You know what I'm saying? All right, moving along in the Quack Report. Here's a report. Let's see. This research, Children's Hospital Eastern Ontario found that, hey, if you live on a farm, especially if you're a kid, you're going to be healthier. Yep. They said living on a farm provides simple changes that reduce the risk of developing inflammatory bowel diseases, which includes Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. So the researchers said that it has a lot to do with the natural bacteria you pick up while you're on a farm, especially if you're young children, adolescents, it gives you a hardier immune system and resistance, apparently. Move along. Last but not least in the Quack Report, people are magnesium deficient. So 80% of Americans, they say, need some magnesium-rich foods in their diet to ensure that, you know, their metabolism has all the biochemical functions working. There's 300 of them that depend on magnesium. So of them are like protein synthesis, your blood sugar control, glutathione production, energy metabolism, nerve function, neurotransmitters. So we need natural magnesium, not plant lab-derived. We need food-derived, plant-derived. So if you want to avoid the type 2 diabetes and neuromuscular-type problems and heart disease, osteoporosis, and so on, they say eat some foods that have magnesium, like almonds, bananas, pumpkin seeds, oatmeal, peas, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, and cashews. And don't forget that wonderful sun-dried organic Celtic sea salt, which has 84 microminerals for supporting healthy bodies, and it doesn't promote hypertension. And people at Apothecary Herbs have that, so check it out. And that wraps the Quack Report. Okay, I'm sorry. My button was pushed in, Frank. He's always telling me about that. I pushed it by accident, Frank. He's going off. Okay, we're going to talk about smallpox. This topic includes smallpox, horsepox, Pandora's box. Step away from the button, Frank says. Okay. All right, so in July 17, scientists in Alberta, Canada, reported in the Journal of Science that they can recreate deadly pathogens in the lab. So the report stated that these researchers, get this, they ordered a DNA fragments of the smallpox virus from a company that supplies made-to-order pathogens. So they created what is described as a non-life-threatening horsepox virus, and there are mail-to-order pathogens. For as little as $100,000, scientists could possibly recreate the next deadly pandemic. So we're going to take a look at this. Yeah, the more you read about how they're coming up with this stuff, you wonder, you know, has anybody given them a psychological profile test? These people are insane. Okay, so here's a quote from St. Louis University scientists. They said this. Though smallpox was declared officially eradicated in 1979, the routine vaccinations against smallpox ended in the United States in 1972, and many experts fear that classified samples of the virus have survived, making it a major bioterrorism concern. End of quote. You know, here's a question. Why? That's a good question. why scientists would want to resurrect any part of such a deadly smallpox virus. Well, the research team at the University of Alberta in Canada stated that their research could one day influence the development of better vaccines, including the smallpox vaccine. So, is it scientific accolades these scientists are after, or is it something else? Well, scientists working with deadly pathogens such as the smallpox, well, they're required to be vaccinated with the virus. So according to the CDC, the smallpox vaccine can produce some, quote, serious life-threatening side effects. So what are the side effects that seem to be motivating these lab scientists? Well, here they are. The injection site's very painful and sore. You get swollen, painful glands of the armpit area, fever, insomnia, toxic allergic rash, very contagious. Also, virus spreads through the blood system and breaks out in other areas of the body. Life-threatening case of eczema can develop frequently, leads to death, and encephalitis, which is swelling and inflammation of the brain. Well, yeah, I guess if you're a lab scientist working with these pathogens and you're required to take this risky vaccine, well, that would be a motivator to possibly improve on it. However, what makes them think that they are able to improve it and able to avoid all these vaccine risks? Well, we're going to check it out. Well, let's look at the new vaccine, because making a smallpox vaccine is scary business, and it is frightening that it would be created in order to attempt to inoculate people with it. So the Canadian scientists are working with the pharmaceutical company Tonix to make this new vaccine. Other scientists and Canadian colleagues have voiced concerns that this vaccine has been the topic of debate, and the research for this vaccine has completed its animal test phase. So according to the lead research scientist, David Evans, he feels this work is going to have a huge benefit. Here's what he says. The world just needs to accept the fact that we can do this. And now we have to figure out what is the best strategy for dealing with it. Yep, David Evans, University of Alberta, Canada. Well, what this research has really done is shown us that science can synthesize the biological agents thought to be eradicated and bring them back to life. It also reveals that the scientists really don't have all the answers and are learning as they go. And Dr. Evans here has actually accurately stated, quote, given the advent of synthetic biology, it is no longer possible for society to entirely rid itself of the threat of smallpox or other dangerous pathogens. So according to the WHO's requirements, that's the World Health Organization, they say to avoid a catastrophic plague and an event, they say, quote, no institution should be allowed to possess more than 20% of the smallpox genome. Well, I don't know about you, but that statement doesn't make me feel any safer. Another reason is the quote from Dr. Phil on why men do risky and harmful things. Dr. Phil says men do what they do even when they shouldn't, simply because they can. Yeah, I know, Frank. Frank's saying we need to rid ourselves of these mad scientists. Absolutely. Right? They're blinded. They are definitely, you know, God will choose their delusion, and here it is. Well, let's look at the current vaccine for a second, because, you know, the current smallpox vaccine, not the new one that's in development, the current one, was tested by the Mayo Clinic in 2013, and they found the vaccine does not always work. And concluded these results. They said the vaccine action depends on the individual's genes, which can alter the response. And two, the genetic differences caused lower immunity from smallpox. So it suppressed your immune system, whatever's in the vaccine. So scientists have been studying the smallpox virus and the vaccine for decades. Now, in 2009, immunology scientists at Lo Lienda Institute of Allergy and Immunology found that the smallpox vaccine contained a flaw that would give millions of people a deadly form of dermatitis or eczema. So there's an estimated 17% of the children in the United States that suffer from eczema, and scientists estimate that a smallpox vaccine offered to them, they have a 10% risk that it would kill them. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize if you have had eczema as a kid and you outgrew it, or if you still have eczema or some sort of skin dermatitis, that's inflammation of the skin, you should never have a smallpox vaccine. It'll kill you. Dr. Ralif Gahan, he's a chief immunologist at the National Institutes of Health. He says this: people with active atopic dermatitis or eczema, or who have outgrown atopic dermatitis, and the people they currently live with, cannot receive a smallpox vaccine because they'd be contagious and increase the risk to family of developing deadly eczema. There is a significant portion of the United States population that's not eligible to receive a smallpox vaccine. End of quote. Yep. Death by vaccine. Well, you know what happened under the Bush administration, don't you, with this? Well, in 2002, President Bush announced that the smallpox vaccine was available to anyone who wanted it. The administration also prescribed the smallpox vaccine to be mandatory to military personnel, hospital ER employees, and any special smallpox pandemic response teams. Dan Rather of CBS at that time did a report on this vaccine, and he found scientists and physicians alike that do not like the risks this vaccine offers. Dan Rather says, quote, "Scientists say it's the most dangerous vaccine known to man. The vaccine has a, quote, dark side," end of quote. Well, during the CBS News report, the viewing audience discovered that the smallpox vaccine used by the U.S. government and by medicine is the same vaccine that was developed in 1796 by Edward Jenner. Yeah, it wasn't no newfangled, you know, technology-driven thing. It was the same old formula. So the very word vaccine stems from varroa vaccinae, which means smallpox from a cow. And so Jenner developed this smallpox vaccine after observing milkmaids who contracted smallpox but then didn't have any signs of illness. This is where he got the idea. All right, so here is what Dr. Paul Offit, remember this guy, he's an infectious disease guy. He says, we know if we immunize a million people with smallpox, that some people will suffer severe permanent adverse outcomes, and some have died from the vaccine. He admits that. He goes on to say, not all vaccines we use today are the result of modern technology. Did you know that, Frank? Everybody, I think, assumes everything's been updated and screened and tested and sanitized and, you know, gone through the filter and whatever. No. So Dr. Offit goes on to say, in this case with smallpox vaccine, and because of its side effects profile, and if it were not grandfathered, he says, we would not accept it as a vaccine today. What does that tell you? Isn't that scary? Well, and Dr. Offit goes on to say the smallpox vaccine in some people will create progressive vaccinia. It's an immune system where it's compromised, and the smallpox virus just continues to grow and grow until it causes death, end of quote. And he says that so casually. It's frightening. So scientific medicine attempts to calm the public fears by stating some absurd statistics that the deadly side effects only happens in like 500 out of a million people. Now, Dr. Offit's comments prove that vaccines infect people with the disease, and you take your chances after that. Offit encourages inoculations because he says the notion that humans can actually pass on immunity is just a theory, and there's no reliable studies to prove it. Obviously, Dr. Offit's education is lacking, since there have been studies that breast milk and colostrum pass on immune molecules to a baby. Such a study was done by scientists at Brigham Young University and Harvard Stanford in 2008. Here is a quote from Dr. Eric Wilson, microbiologist at Brigham Young. He says, Why is breast milk good for a baby? One reason, he says, is it carries protective antibodies which shield the newborn from infection. And this study demonstrates the molecule mechanisms used by the mother's body to get these antibody-producing cells to the breast milk. End of quote. Wow. Well, you know, they've been keeping this smallpox on ice. That's what they've been doing. Author Richard Preston, he wrote the book The Demon in the Freezer. He said smallpox is a scary disease, and he feels it's worse than anthrax. He says it's worse than Ebola and even bubonic plague. He said Preston feels that smallpox pathogen is a biological weapon equal to a nuclear bomb. And the reason he says this is the disease is far worse than the others because it can spread on its own unless it's stopped. So he states that, you know, it doesn't die out, basically. You have to actually stop it. So he states the plague teams actually calculate what they call the multiplier of a virus, or the mortality rating, and the smallpox rates at a 10, which means it's equivalent that for every infected person with smallpox, they're going to infect 10 additional people with the disease. So the only effective way to stop it is to quarantine infected individuals and stop the spread. So are those vaccinated with the smallpox then contagious, and could they start a pandemic? Excellent question. And let's talk to Dr. Gary Polin. He's a Mayo Clinic physician. He says, a major concern with smallpox is making sure the vaccinated don't spread the virus by touching the injection site and then other parts of the body, increasing the risk of transmission to others. What if a child touches it, or a pregnant woman, or someone with HIV? They could potentially die as a result. So if there is a large population outbreak of smallpox, know that our tools are limited, and we don't have anything to treat smallpox. All we can offer is comfort care and see if a patient recovers or dies. End of quote. Well, good doctor kind of just said it like it is. Well, and there's patient warnings. Let's go over those real quick. Other than those with a history of skin dermatitis like eczema, who else does medicine state should not get the smallpox vaccine? So here's the list. Infants, pregnant women, HIV patients, transplant patients, cancer patients, or those who've recently been treated for cancer, and those with autoimmune diseases or weak immune systems. So, we're told that by medicine that the question of whether to use the smallpox vaccine on a mass population if there were an outbreak or to prevent one really is a matter of playing the odds. Here is a quote from Thomas Friedman, New York Health Commissioner. He said this in 2002. Yes, we admit that some people may die from the smallpox vaccine, but according to medicine, a few hundred people to save millions is worth it. Yeah. However, no one really knows for sure what the casualties would be from the vaccine itself. It's all just a guess. So according to author Richard Preston, quote, if there is a smallpox outbreak or a bio attack, it leaves us with a dangerous gamble, the disease or the vaccine. And Preston feels that it is it's not a matter of if we see smallpox again, it's a matter of when. Because he says the disease is held in human hands, and as he says, the human heart has a dark corner to it, end of quote. Yep, currently the U.S., we're told, has enough smallpox vaccine on hand to vaccinate the entire population. I know, Frank. I mean, if they just say, oh, only 500 are going to perish out of, what, a million people, what if you're one of the 500? Then it kind of matters, doesn't it? Right. Well, here's another question, Frank. You know, in the chaos of a pandemic, let's say it's real, the bio attack or however it's generated, and people get quarantined into, I don't know, school gymnasiums or, I don't know, stadiums of some sort that hold mass amounts of people to quarantine and vaccinate. They're going to line people up and vaccinate. nobody in the chaos is going to have any documentation to show the officials there. I'm not supposed to be vaccinated with smallpox. I'm in the high-risk category.
Right.
They're not going to care. Are they, Frank? You know, it's sort of like, you know, that Madea movie where you had a bracelet on that says, Jesus loved me. Just show them your bracelet. They're not going to care. They're not. They're just going to inoculate you. And if you're going to have a deadly case of eczema, oh, well. Keep this in mind. Now, I'm not totally a Debbie Downer. I got solutions for this. You know, hey, if you've been listening to the show, you know I always have something in my Mary Poppins bag of herbs. I do. I know I'm coming up to... Frank keeps going on. What is it? Yeah, well, I know that you're supposed to be quarantined if, in case of, you know, the chaotic exposure, and they're going to inoculate you, and then you're going to spread it. It makes no sense to me, but that's what they're going to do, because medicine says take this vaccine, and they're going to do it. Well, hey, I bet you didn't know in 2008, though, the military started tinkering with the vaccine. Yes, yes, the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy reported that a new smallpox vaccine was developed for the military. So this vaccine was to be given for U.S. enlisted personnel, and the military discontinued using the Dryvax smallpox vaccine, the old one, made by Weath Pharmaceuticals, and they started using a new one called ACAM2000, manufactured by Acamdis Pharmaceuticals, and that was approved by the FDA. So millions of military personnel were vaccinated who were at high risk of you're serving, let's say, in the Middle East, and the vaccine was supposed to, it was produced by the latest technology, and Dr. Offit spoke of this growing the disease, this new vaccine. They grew it on African monkey kidneys, and then they harvested the vero cells, and this allowed for rapid, large-scale production. I don't know, it just sounds like something you walk into a science fiction lab and you see monkey kidneys growing smallpox. Yay. Now, Weath, because of this vaccine, withdrew their vaccine from the market. Now, 6 studies proclaimed the new vaccine, hallelujah, is offering no serious side effects, but there are side effects. Let me read them to you. Itching, swollen lymph nodes, sore armpits, fever, headache, body aches, rash, and fatigue. But they said no serious side effects. However, I would consider inflammation of the heart muscle and the lining of the heart, called myopericarditis, a serious side effect. And that happens in 1 out of 175 that are vaccinated with the new smallpox vaccine. Yep. Well, I mean, just to be tongue-in-cheek, I guess, about it, it's a vaccine that'll warm your heart for sure. It's all inflamed and not doing so well. Now, it also produces... I gotta take a break already? Got more on the other side. Be right back.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. And just to give you a heads up, to enlighten you so you can weigh all the information, right before the break we were talking about the new vaccine that was developed for the military in 2008. They said no serious side effects, but I read you the most common ones. And then I was getting into the inflammation of the heart serious side effects, but there's more. Yeah, some of the other serious side effects were a systemic spread of the virus, serious eczema conditions, and encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain. Now, let me ask you, Frank, how do you suppose they administer the smallpox vaccine? Got any guesses? He's thinking it over. He's really thinking hard. I know you guys got the noodle going out there. No, it's not an aerial. It's not an aerial. You don't breathe it in. yeah, you have to tie me down and give it to me. Well, close. What they do is it's not a single needle syringe like you're used to seeing vaccines given. For some reason, this vaccine is given with what is called a forked pin. So think of a snake tongue with a fork in it, and it's like a needle with a forked pin in it. It's got two things entering the skin. Think about that for a minute. I know. It's sort of like, you know, what is that, a scorpion tail? Well, it's just odd. Well, okay, we're going to talk about the cause of eczema now because, you know, it got me thinking. Because, you know, we've been told that people with eczema shouldn't get the smallpox vaccine due to the increased risk of contracting a deadly form of eczema. So medicine says it really doesn't know what causes eczema to begin with. And they claim they don't know the cause of nearly all cases of inflammatory skin disorders that they simply label as dermatitis. So it got me thinking, are the childhood vaccines actually causing the eczema to begin with? And some children are more sensitive to the condition than others. Well, it turns out, this is what medicine states. This is off of WebMD. It says, it's thought that eczema is linked to an overactive response by the body's immune system to an irritant, and it causes the symptoms of eczema. Well, I don't know of no stronger irritant to the body than its defenses from fending off inoculations. So, Dr. Larry Palveski, he's a board-certified pediatrician, and he looked very closely at the clinical data on vaccine studies and his own observation after years of practice, and he stated that the reason mass amounts of children have atopic illness is because of vaccines. He says there is scientific evidence that through a combination of vaccine agents, that they're also influencing gender identity. Now, if you do get the newsletter from thepowerherbs.com, you could get a hot link to that report from Dr. Palveski, especially if you get children or grandchildren. You would want that hot link. You can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. The newsletters are free. There is never a subscription fee at all, okay? So you just go to thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletter and you can sign up for free. Okay. So here is a quote from Dr. Larry Palveski, pediatrician, New York School of Medicine. He says, atopic illnesses means allergies, asthma, eczema, hay fever, dermatitis issues, psoriasis, all that stuff. How many people have you know suffered with that kind of, you know, embarrassing skin disorder, and it was all because they got vaccinated as a kid? And don't you think they know this already? They do. But it's hidden from doctors who administer the products. All right, doctors admit they're never told anything about vaccines in medical school or residency. If they want to be educated on vaccines, doctors have to dig for that information themselves. All right, so let's look at your natural defenses. I told you I have solutions. You know, your immune system is your natural defense from disease, and there are medicinal herbs to strengthen your defenses. So more people are dying from prescription drugs than from pandemics. And in the event of a real outbreak, you know, I plan personally, I'm prepared. I'm going to use the power of God's medicinal plants that he's provided. Oh, yeah. There are herbs that are specifically for pandemic issues like smallpox. So I know of several herbs that help the body against deadly pathogens like smallpox and Ebola. And you'll find some of them in my pandemic kit. That's right. So to order yours, call Apothecary Herbs. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can call 704-885-0277 if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Visit thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking for the pandemic kit, it's under herb kits, so to click there. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And also, we're having a celebration. The summer harvest of herbs have come in, so we're celebrating with a 15% off on orders of $50 or more. So if you want the coupon code, it's the number 17 and H-A-R, which is an abbreviation for harvest. If you're on our opt-in list, you would have gotten the coupon code in your email today. Now, this special offer expires on the 9th, August 9th. So you can save 15% on anything you want as long as the order totals $50 or more. And that's good through the 9th. So do stock up while you can. And you have natural solutions for everyday problems. For instance, gentian root stops hemorrhagic fevers. It's an inhibitor in it for Ebola and some of the other fevers that tend to do that. And then, of course, a lot of the poke herbs from the poke family are excellent for smallpox. So, yellow dock, poke root, that kind of stuff. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to shift gears. And we're going to talk about how frail you are. How is the metabolism? So what's your frailty level? Well, this is a question scientists often ask. And what they are looking for in a human body is weakest links genetically. They're looking for things that translate into longevity and things of that nature. So it looks like science wants to know when you're literally going to be checking out, you know, for real. For, you know, infinity. So you can imagine if they proclaim at some point that they've discovered a way to determine how much time you have left to live, even if you're not ill, and what you should do about it, and what society should do about it. Think about how crazy this is, but this is how they're thinking. So life insurance or health insurance may not be obtainable for people who have been classified as frail. And what if the science is, you know, inaccurate and people are, you know, got in their file that they have zero time left to live? They're uninsurable. Well, these checks and balances in something like this seem to have their own frailty. Federal health regulators are possibly moving forward with baby engineering to remove what they consider a lot of these frailty elements or birth defects. So we have to ask, where will the modification or creation end? If there is really no line in the sand, well, then everything is going to be crossed over, expecting human experiments and maybe even some devastating fallout. So we're going to take a look at this. We're going to check the biomarker area. Scientists are claiming that within a five-year window, they're going to be able to tell a healthy person when they can expect to die. So can you imagine a psychological impact of that knowledge? So it is a scientific knowledge that, you know, emotions can either elevate or suppress an immune system, which, you know, a lot of people get, you know, that really bad news that they've been diagnosed with cancer, and it has a psychological and physical effect on them. So the experts are saying that our longevity can be predicted by what they call four blood biomarkers. And what are biomarkers? Well, these are biological molecules they have identified in human blood, in human body fluids, and also tissues. And science says that these biomarkers signal if there is a disease. So according to their new research from Finland, a blood test can indicate when someone would die from an illness in the future. These four biomarkers seem to score the body's level of frailty, and scientists have called this the death test. Isn't that cute? So apparently they look at the biomarkers to see if they are out of sync or off kilter in some way, and then they're looking at the level of demise that may be magnified five times in their whatever formula they're plugging this into. So scientists are reporting that these biomarkers actually indicate a way in which a person may die in the future, like from heart disease or cancer. So according to Dr. Janez Kuttinen of the Institute of Molecular Medicine in Finland, your biomarkers are now a medical crystal ball. Well, I don't think I care to go to the gypsy doctors, thanks very much. Yeah, I know. Frank's saying these people are just a bunch of nutcases. Oh, but they're serious about this. You know, they think we're nuts, not, you know, going along with it. All right. Well, let's look at the flip side. Okay, so science thinks it can tell, you know, healthy people when they're going to die. They may say, hey, look, your blood work says that you are a prime candidate for bypass surgery somewhere in the future. So why not take these heart drugs now so you can avoid all that? But if you've been listening to this show and some other people out there that are telling the truth, speaking of the Lord's truth, you know that heart drugs weaken a cardiac system and will lead you down the road to heart failure. So this is, you know, we're predicting you're going to have heart failure. Let me give you this medicine that will give you heart failure. See, we were right when you see it, when we see you in 10 years. We told you you were going to die from this. I know, it's insanity. Now, the people who don't do their homework might take these heart medicines, which weaken the heart and the cardiovascular system and then promote the, you know, congestive heart failure disease. So when they eventually do have heart failure, doctors will say, hey, our prediction was right. So the same thing can be said for cholesterol medicines and other things, other drugs. So what if doctors tell young women they have breast cancer and in the future they're going to have breast? So why not just get a mastectomy now and avoid all that? That is being taught now and suggested now. So has anyone considered the cost of treatments when there are not any symptoms of the official illness? Insurance companies aren't going to approve those treatments. This is all going to be out of pocket. Insanity. So what can science do? Well, up until now, we're told that there have been no tests to indicate when a person may become ill with a disease, and the biomarker science was using, what it's using, really didn't indicate a level of frailty. But now the researchers in Finland are saying, hey, we found four important new biomarkers to reveal a person's future health risk. And most folks would agree that our diet dictates a lot when it comes to our health and our risk. So let's say a person is marked by medicine, let's say to die from a specific disease, and, you know, let's say hypothetically the person does not know about this, and he changes to, let's say, a healthier lifestyle, and the biomarkers change, the system is rebalanced. Will that person's medical record be corrected so he can get insurance? Or will the future death sentence of old biomarkers shadow him indefinitely? Good question, because science doesn't believe you have any power over your health destiny. So these are all very important ethical questions that need to be addressed with science moving on, pushing all their science onto everybody. Well, let's look at these biomarkers. They call them the Mighty Four. So these four biomarkers, out of hundreds of biomarkers, by the way, they say that they've assessed, according to the research in Finland, they're called albumin, alpha-1, acid, glycoprotein, and citrate, and low-density lipoprotein particles. So we're also told that these are linked to your liver and your kidney functions. It's linked to inflammation and immune system infections. It's linked to your metabolism and energy and your vascular system. So we should point out that these researchers in Estonia were kind of skeptical about this research when they read about it, this new study that were done supposedly. So now science and even Dr. Marcus Parola of the Institute of Health and Welfare, they're claiming that they can actually predict mortality dependence or independent of disease. So even if you don't have any biomarkers that indicate frailty towards a disease of one kind or another, they're saying they can predict when you're going to die anyway.
So do you suppose that science and soon medical doctors are going to be saying that, you know, you're a high school or a college student, you're trying out for the football team, let's say, or maybe track and some other sport, and maybe they'll say your biomarkers indicate that at some time in the future you may have a heart attack and drop dead suddenly? Well, do you think they're going to let you play on the team? No, they're not. The liability wouldn't let them. So I don't think, you know, this is all good news. I think there's, like, shadowy areas that are really going to become some crazy stuff. So this death test, instead of taking, you know, toxic drugs and invasive surgery that definitely influence your frailty, and, you know, they don't even look at what you can do yourself with diet and exercise and detoxification and using medicinal herbs to remove heavy metals and radioactive particles and pharmaceutical residues of that nature. They don't even look at that. Dr. Marcus says that this death test is surely something we will see becoming widespread. Huh. I wonder if that's the case, if anybody's going to be told they're having one done. You know, if they just take blood and they're going to run it like a screen and you don't even know they're doing it. You know, because the global healthcare system, when it gets really into power, they're going to actually statistically put a value on everybody. Yep. They're going to, you know, you're going to be a commodity. And if you're a very little value, guess what? Mm-hmm. So according to Dr. Kitternan, their next step is to quiet the ethical concerns of this death test and do more research, identifying more links between biomarkers and what influences the body. They said it's all to help them avoid health risks of the future. No, it's not. Modern medicine is not about curing. It's about managing diseases. That's what it's about. It's about categorizing people then into life values and then deciding, you know, what they're going to be paying for health insurance. That's where it's going. So although we really hope we can get some biomarker security, I don't know. Since biomarkers are not supposed to be off kilter to begin with, what do you suppose would be messing them up? Well, according to a study in 2007, PubMed.gov said biomarkers which get off balance are really oxidative stress issues, which produce inflammation. So it could be your job. It could be you're mad at the government. It could be, you know, road rage. It could be anything. So it was recommended by these researchers that if you use some vitamin C-rich foods with lycopene, like tomatoes, it will reduce your biomarker stress. Oh, that would just freak them out, right? If you knew you were going to have a death test, did you just, you know, eat a lot of tomatoes and throw off the results? Hey, Frank, don't you grow tomatoes? Right? So researchers found that healthy nutrition actually has a dramatic change on your biomarkers within a two-week period. That's right. So another study PubMed.gov showed was in 2008, oxidative stress was also involved in major disease epidemics like heart disease and diabetes, neurological disorders, and cancer. So the answer was, you know, beef up on your foods that have antioxidants in them to encourage healthy enzymes and also balance out your biomarkers. So a lot of whole foods with minerals and vitamins and phytochemicals with carotenoids and phenols. You would have biomarkers, biomarkers, you know, that would just make anybody jealous. Really, you'd have great biomarkers. So those are the particular studies on that, and oxidative stress, healthy diet, wholesome foods, get regular exercise. And I don't think you'd have too much to worry about with the death test if you're doing your due diligence that way. Of course, you can Make sure you have low toxicity, which also creates oxidative stress in the body, and do your organ cleansing from time to time. A lot of people say, well, how do I do that? Well, you can cleanse as often as every 3 months, but most people fit it in twice a year. They'll pick a season, spring, fall, summer, winter. And, you know, do not cleanse when you're on vacation or on holiday because you're distracted and you won't fit it in. So you want to make sure you're doing it while you can focus on it. It's not something that you have to take off from work to do. You can still do your normal routine, but the less distractions, the better while you're doing your cleansing. So this will remove a lot of pharmaceutical residues, over 2,000 of them, a lot of radioactive particles, heavy metals, and a lot of pesticides and herbicides that typically have been on the foods that you're consuming. So cleansing. God's herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. God can't lie. So let's tap into that promise for sure. That is a solid, solid promise. Get rid of the GMOs and get some whole foods going. Because if you eat more organic whole foods, they're more mineral and vitamin and amino rich action in the body. And the body's more satisfied and less volume, so you're not buying as much food. You may paying more for that food, but you're not buying as much volume. So really the grocery bill kind of evens out compared to conventional. Besides, I'd rather pay the grocery than the doctor. I would. Now, if you're looking for, you know, herbs to strengthen your heart and to help with blood sugars and pain and anti-inflammatory action, now these are things that help cleanse and balance the system. That it's not designed to replace pharmaceutical products that you would have to take every day for the rest of your life. That's not what it's like. It's a different approach. It's about to restore balance and heal through nutrition, and the body can heal itself once it has those building blocks to restore with. So it's just a different philosophy. It's not about managing your disease. It's about your body fixing it. That's what it's about. So if you'd like a free product catalog, definitely jump on thepowerherbs.com. You can download the catalog there, or you can request one to be mailed to you free of charge. You can call if you don't have the internet. You can call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. You can check it out there. We do specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing. We have some other things there. We even have some herbs for pets, family members. They're family members, too, and they deserve some good stuff. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663. Get a free catalog. Also, if you have email, do sign up for the newsletters. They are only delivered by email. So sign up. They are free. There is never a subscription. The American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. You can sign up for both if you'd like and get empowered, because you're going to get health news you're not going to get anywhere else. Also, there are harvest specials going on. It's the summer harvest time, so you'll save 15% at Apothecary Herbs on orders of $50 or more with code 17HAR, and it ends on the 9th, so take advantage of that. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.